Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Renowned soccer journalist and CBS Sports contributor Grant Wall has died while covering the World Cup in Doha, Qatar.
A person familiar with the situation says Wall collapsed in the press box while covering the Argentine-Netherlands match. On Monday, he wrote he was feeling pressure and discomfort in his chest and went for medical treatment. He spoke about it on his Spotify podcast.
My body, I think, told me, even after the U.S. went out, dude, you are not sleeping enough. And it rebelled on me. And so I've had a case of bronchitis this week.
Wall's agent, Tim Scanlon, says he was covering his eighth World Cup and reporting on several platforms, not overworked, because that's what he lived for. He celebrated his 48th birthday Thursday. Peter King, CBS News.
FIFA President Gianni Infantino says he felt disbelief and immense sadness upon hearing of Wall's death. It's her first weekend of freedom in 10 months.
Brittany Griner landed in San Antonio, Texas Thursday night after her release in exchange for Russian arms dealer Victor Boot. WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert was asked about what's next for Brittany.
She needs time and space, spend time with family, being evaluated, obviously, for her physical and mental well-being.
On CBS Mornings, Engelbert was asked about the prisoner exchange that made Griner's freedom possible.
Presidents get elected to make hard decisions, and the administration came through, and the State Department and this group in the State Department called the Special Presidential Envoy for Hostage Affairs.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
The Biden administration says Russia's buying drones from Iran and using them to attack Ukraine. More from CBS's Pamela Falk.
Russia, under biting sanctions because of its war against Ukraine, is turning to Iran for weapons, including military drones that they are using to kill civilians. The UK told the UN Security Council on Friday, calling for a UN investigation since both countries are breaking international law with the rogue partnership.
The CDC is urging people in New York and LA to wear masks as the number of COVID cases surges. CBS's Elise Preston spoke with Dr. Aaron Glatt at Mount Sinai South Nassau Hospital.
We probably have had over 300 cases of COVID come into our emergency room, about the same number of flu cases, about 50 RSV cases.
Nationwide, cases of RSV are on the rise, combined with the worst flu season so far in over a decade. COVID cases are also up, nearly 50% since last week.
The Agriculture Department forecasts Florida's seasonal orange production will be down 36% from earlier estimates, in part because of two hurricanes that hit some of the state's orange-growing regions. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can.
There's still time for business owners to claim their federal aid under the Employee Retention Tax Credit Program. Cash refunds of up to $26,000 per employee are available for employers who continue to pay their employees during the COVID epidemic. You can claim the credit even if you received a PPP loan. The licensed CPAs and tax professionals at Ferguson, Timar & Associates have been serving business owners across the country for over 15 years. Our tax credit specialists are available now at 833-ERC-FILE. That's 833-ERC-FILE.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Get off the endless debt treadmill and start saving money each month. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Call Total Financial now at 800-208-1312. 800-208-1312.
Pride.
Left corner three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So, look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to covenanthouse.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mixed precipitation likely changing to all snow today, otherwise cloudy. Highs level off around 35, southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mixed precipitation possible at times again. Tonight, lows level off around 28, overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected again. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 37. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the second hour of our program. On the line with us, our good buddy Greg Pallas, the investigative journalist, author, and filmmaker. His latest is Vigilante, Georgia's Vote Suppression Hitman. VigilanteMovie.com is the website. It's airing free through this weekend, thanks to George DiCaprio, our mutual friend. GregPallas.com or VigilanteMovie.com are the websites. And Greg, I'm hearing on the media, I caught it on the news, actually from multiple sources, that the Georgia turnout was spectacular. The election was great. It went off without a hitch. Brad Raffensperger should be congratulated. And isn't it great that Raphael Warnock won? By the way, what say you?
Well,
sir?
Everything's fine. So see you later. No, yeah. Okay. This is completely from Brian Kemp. And Republican, his dog's body, Republican Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger's press release. The problem is that your math-challenged journalists, and they went into journalism because they flunked math, right? I was a professor of statistics, so I did something unusual. I actually looked at the numbers. Are you ready for this, Tom? Yes, there was a record turnout, a record collapse. Both the general and the runoff fell by 1 million votes. In the runoff, when Raphael Warnock ran last time, there was a 4.5 million vote turnout.
Now, this time, are you talking about the general election or are you talking about the runoff?
No, I'm talking about his runoff 2 years ago, 4.5 million votes.
Okay.
Now it's down to 3.5 million votes. And even those who went through, our No Child's Behind Left education program know that's a 1 million vote drop, overwhelmingly in the black counties of Atlanta, the four black counties of Atlanta. Raphael Warnock's vote plummeted by 74,000. He wasn't picked up by Walker. It was a massive attack on the voter rolls. I was just talking with Barbara Arnwein, recognized by just about everyone as the number one voting rights lawyer in America from Columbia University. She was down there. She was in tears reading this stuff that there was a record turnout. Look at the footnote. If you read the press release, the detail says in-person turnout, which was about the same. I said a million less, but how do you lose a million votes? It was the mail-in and drop-in vote, which they made, ballot drop-box vote, which they made virtually illegal. The reason why Barbara was in tears is that the Professor Arnwein, was down there literally carrying disabled elderly black people to the polls because they never sent them their mail-in ballots because they didn't know that for the first time under Jim Crow 2.0, or as Brian Kemp calls it, SB 202, you have to request a ballot, even though disabled people and soldiers normally get these ballots automatically. The hero of our film, Vigilante, Major Gamaliel Turner, because he went to court, he got his ballot. He was assigned to a military base in California, but they never sent the absentee ballot to his wife, who had joined him at the military base. So this is the game that's being played. She says the real attack was on black voters, and especially black elderly, black disabled, students. It was horrific, horrific. And the voting lines, you can look online, the voting wait in Atlanta was 2 hours in every early voting precinct. And in the white rural counties, the average wait was 10 minutes.
Right.
If and it was raining in Georgia on election day. If you handed, Barbara was also very upset. She saw mothers with children could not hand them an umbrella because that's a felony crime and she would be disbarred. She couldn't hand them a glass, a box of juice while they were waiting 2 hours in the rain. All she could do was go along the line and say, thank you for voting. It was Jim Crow at its absolute worst. And what stuns me, okay, I expected the Wall Street Journal to say, oh, Jim Crow 2.0 never happened. They went for the, you know, they're happy to reread to you the press release. But the repeaters, not the reporters at the New York Times, and it's a guy I never heard of, maybe because of the strike at the New York Times, okay? Clearly a math challenge reporter who said that not only did it not affect the black vote, SB 202, but in fact, it backfired so that the Democratic vote actually increased. On what calculator is he working?
Yeah.
I don't see how you go from 4.5 million to 3.5 million. Raphael Warnock in the main county of Atlanta, Fulton, his vote went down by 74,000. And his the only number that they quoted was that the fall off between the general and the runoff was the same as the fall off between the general from 2020 to this election. The fall off was caused by SB 202. It wasn't enacted in this month between the general and the runoff. So again, you had, and the biggest problem was that they cut the runoff time from 60 days to 28 days. By the way, last time, Warnock and Ossoff for their runoff registered tens of thousands, at least 100,000 voters. I have to look it up. Before the runoff. This time they literally cut the runoff time so it was 1 day too late to register a single voter. And again, voters in the military, voters in nursing homes who automatically get their mail-in ballots were not sent their mail-in ballots. They did not get any notice. By the way, you have to ask now for your mail-in ballot to vote in this election. And so they were going to the nursing homes, getting affidavits, literally carrying disabled people to the polls.
Wow.
This is what was going on. It was the most Jim Crow election I've seen in 22 years of reporting on this. And I'm horrified that you even have MSNBC having Brad Raffensperger, the GOP henchman who crafted this Jim Crow game, on as a hero.
I know.
You know, because he stood up against Donald Trump. And by the way, the only Brian Kemp has now been endorsed for president by the Wall Street Journal and was given a virtual endorsement listed as the best candidate by the New York Times. You see what's going on.
And I guarantee you SB 202 is going to be the next piece of ALEC model legislation for every other, you know, state with a Republican legislature, if it isn't already.
Well, in fact, I was just speaking just now with Congress, the newest congresswoman from Dallas, Jasmine Crockett, the Congressional Black Caucus. They're going to be screening my film. They asked me if they could screen it for the Congressional Black Caucus. I said, fine, but how about the Congressional White Caucus? Because they came to Atlanta, not to help Warnock, but to prevent the spread of the disease of SB 202, this new Jim Crow law.
Yeah.
To Texas, which they know is the next state that's going to be taken down by this game, especially because the national press said, oh, it didn't affect black vote. In fact, the black vote increased.
Yeah, they not only got away with it, they got praised for it.
They got praised for it. Can you imagine?
It's just breathtaking, Greg.
It was cruel. It was not just evil. And when we talk about vote suppression, you have to imagine they cut the number of voting days. Even drop boxes, the major Gamaliel Turner, who's denied his vote under this system where you can personally challenge, anyone can challenge someone else's vote. 88 Republicans challenged 149,000 Democrats. But the Democrats, I will say to their credit, refused to challenge a single voter. Bravo.
Right. So how many of those 149,000 people who were challenged by these Republican vote vigilantes, thus the title of your movie, Vigilante, Georgia's Voter Suppression Hitman, how many of those people who were challenged were not able to vote?
Well, luckily, we don't have a final number, but most of them we were able to stop because the biggest challenge group was in Cobb County and Gwinnett County, and Gwinnett voted 3-2 their elections board to simply ignore these challenges. They said it was clearly systematic, partisan, and racist.
Wow!
So they voted just by one single independent, nonpartisan elections official said, "I've seen Greg Palast's evidence, and we are not going to remove these voters at all. You know, let the governor remove us." The governor now has the right to remove those elections officials. He's removed 10 who haven't agreed with him, including Helen Butler, who's known as Mrs. Vote. She's like the number one expert on voting in Georgia. Brian Kemp yanked her under his new powers from the elections boards.
Was that part of SB 2022, giving him the power to basically gerrymander the election boards?
Indeed. So he's used it. He used it before this election. And here's the other danger, Tom. We're talking 2024. Why do you think that the Texans were there and other delegates from the Congressional Black Caucus? You know, it was not to help people. They were calling people whose votes were denied. There was a mass challenge, by the way, on voter signatures, even though there's not any evidence that any black person forged a signature at all. But they were there to stop the contagion. And in 2024, under SB 202, remember, Brian Kemp supposedly testified that when Trump called him and said, please call in your legislature, decertify the votes in Fulton County, in Atlanta, and Kemp didn't say, I wouldn't do it. He just said, I don't have the authority.
That's
under
correct.
SB 202, he has the authority. So look out for 2024, and it might be Brian Kemp decertifying the vote against himself if he's the candidate.
Yeah, and what I'm hearing is that Ron DeSantis, while everybody's talking about him right now because he's kind of Donald Trump with a law degree from Yale, and can complete a coherent sentence and whatnot, that DeSantis is just going to be considered too extreme for the GOP, and they're going to go for somebody. They don't want a Mitt Romney. They don't want somebody who's seen as Mr. Milquetoast. Brian Kemp is seen as Mr. Hardass, basically. But he defied Trump, and that just he turned into David the Giant Killer, really, in the remnant of the GOP that's not completely in maggot land.
Well, I'm worried about the Democrats who are getting seduced by this guy. You had an editorial, a glowing suck up profile to Brian Kemp, a vicious vote suppressor, the worst. He makes Catherine Harris look like Thomas Jefferson. They ran this story, Brian Kemp, the man who neutered Donald Trump. Really? He's the guy, he himself said, I support everything Trump stands for. I like Donald Trump. I don't know why he doesn't like me. And he's more vicious than Trump in many ways.
Wow.
He's the guy who said, who has his shotgun and ran his commercials. I got me a pickup truck to pick up illegals myself. And I just said that. I'm a politically incorrect conservative. This is red meat. And once he gets around the Trump hump, they've picked him for our president, and they're seducing the liberals. So go to vigilantemovie.com. Let's rip the bark off this guy and tell the truth.
Amen. Vigilantemovie.com. You can check it out. You can watch it free throughout the weekend. Thanks to George DiCaprio for that. Greg Palast. Greg, thanks so much.
Very good.
Always great having you on. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
As mentioned, it's Anything Goes Friday. I do have to tell you about the electrical substation attacks. We're seeing them here and now in the Pacific Northwest. This is getting alarming.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-653-2073. 800-653-2073. 800-653-2073. That's 800-653-2073.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at hartmanreport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, hartmanreport.com. You know, the guys in your life aren't boring, so don't give them boring gifts. Give them a gift from Man Crates. Show him you really care with hundreds of totally unique gift options available at mancrates.com. Like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized handmade whiskey decanter and tumblers, ice sphere molds, slate coasters, and snacks. Or the Grillmaster Crate with a brass knuckle meat tenderizer, cast iron smoker box, steak thermometers, and more. Man Crates packs his gift in unique containers, so watching him open his gift is an unforgettable experience. Personalization is free, and every Man Crates gift comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. The Man Crates House Sauce Maker and the Watchmaker look like great gifts to me. Man Crates will be awesome for the man in your life, or Man Crates will make it right. For the rest of the season, buy one, get one 50% with code FESTIVE50, F-E-S-T-I-V-E-5-0, FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com. That's code FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com. 24 minutes past the hour. I just wanted to give you a heads up on this. It looks like the let me actually back up a little bit. I've been thinking about writing an op-ed about this for next week. I was listening to the New York Times Daily, is what it's called, their podcast, their daily podcast, as I was walking home yesterday, and it was about what's going on in Haiti. And about a decade ago, these gangs, organized crime groups, rose up essentially against the government. And they took out the energy infrastructure, the electric grid, in three different towns, three fairly substantial towns in Haiti. And so now the only way that you can get electricity in these towns in Haiti and in large parts of the rest of the country, including Port-au-Prince, is to have a generator. So everybody's got a little generator running outside their house, or the, you know, little neighborhoods share them or whatever. And by blowing up the electrical infrastructure, what these gangs did was they just eliminated the ability of government to protect the people. And the government people came in and tried to fix the infrastructure, and they shoot at them. And so the government has just given up on this now for almost a decade. You know, they're not running utilities, they're not, you know, and it's just turned Haiti into a hellscape. And these organized crime gangs are now the ones who are running large parts of the country. I think the exact same scenario is what these right-wingers have in mind. Here we have, you know, you know about the gunshots in South Carolina that shut down that, you know, Moore County, South Carolina. Now Duke Energy has said that there was gunfire near the watery hydro station in Ridgeway and Kershaw County. Ridgeway is about 150 miles from Moore County, North Carolina. The Department of Homeland Security says that domestic extremists, I call them terrorists, have been plotting attacks against energy infrastructure since at least 2020. And now three electricity providers here in the Pacific Northwest have said that we've been attacked here too. Bonneville Power Administration, this is the big dam on the Columbia River here, they were attacked over on Thanksgiving. They were able to, you know, and they took out a substation. Now they were, the network was robust enough that nobody lost power, but, you know, this was a big deal. And then they've also taken out two substations in Clackamas County and Western Washington and in the Puget Sound area. I mean, you know, we have, right now, we are under attack from right-wing terrorists in the United States, and it looks to me like they are running the same scenario that the gangs in Haiti did. This is amazing.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Or perhaps more correctly, instead of amazing, this is horrifying. We'll be right back with your calls. It's Anything Goes Friday, 27 minutes past the hour.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood, but did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call pack rat right now.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in the explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
Yes. As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids, and I've got a good job.
Bye, Mom.
See you, Mom.
A pretty important job. Because of my family and my job, I really care about this neighborhood. It's a good neighborhood. Yes, there's some crime. And when I drive to work, like now, I realize that some people here don't trust the police. So the police should be reaching out to this community, and this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you as a police officer that this department is reaching out to the community and the community is doing its part. We're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere. This is how we can all be safer. Get involved. Start the conversation.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the five things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's your mind, Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's your mind, Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
In honor of all those we've lost to cancer and those still fighting and thriving, like basketball analyst Dick Vitale.
I want to beat cancer. I'm going to beat it. That's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to win this battle.
Defeating cancer will take all of us. At the V Foundation, V is for victory over cancer. V is for victory over giving up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Join our team in the fight against cancer at V.org.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mixed precipitation likely changing to all snow today, otherwise cloudy. Highs level off around 35, southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mixed precipitation possible at times again. Tonight, lows level off around 28. Overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected again. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 37. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
Stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls on Anything Goes Friday. Jay in Denver, Colorado. Hey, Jay, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I don't know. It's going to be kind of a tough act to follow some of your callers you've had this morning. It's been interesting, man.
There have been some very, very fascinating, thoughtful callers, yes. I agree.
I was calling because a couple, two or three weeks ago, you mentioned something about this meditation technique you were using.
Mm-hmm. It's called mindfulness, and, yeah.
Yeah, I was looking for a newsletter, and I didn't see it, but maybe I missed it. I want to tell you, I've been doing that, and it's really been helpful for me. I'm the kind of person that wakes up in the middle of the night, and my brain decides it has to recall all the bad decisions I've ever made.
Yeah, it's called rumination. So, it haunts us all.
Yeah, so I started using your the technique you described, and, kind of visualizing, pushing away, and just... I'm thinking, and it's amazing how quiet your mind gets.
Yeah. After just a very small amount of practice, this technique of just sitting there quietly, and as thoughts bubble up, you just kind of touch them like you're touching a bubble and say, thinking, and poof, off they go. And then another one comes along, oh, thinking, poof, off it goes. And pretty soon they slow down, and they get less hysterical, and the little voice stops being so squeaky, and things get better.
Yeah, what do you call it again? What's the term?
It's called mindfulness meditation, and there are entire websites devoted to it. There's been books written about it. It's a variation on a practice that, in fact, when the Dalai Lama invited us to India to visit his home, he gave a little talk on meditation, and he talked about this very specific technique, in fact. It's kind of, it's trans, you'll find variations of it in every religion.
So isn't it kind of like a term called monkey mind, where your mind just kind of races off and
yes.
Trying to settle there about it?
Yeah. In Hinduism, they talk about it in that context, and this is the way of calming the monkey mind or setting it aside so it doesn't control you. And the other piece of it is to be present, to be here now. We spend... most of our lives either worrying about the future, imagining future outcomes, and then looking at those imagined pictures and scaring the hell out of ourselves, or remembering all the terrible things we've done in our lives and making ourselves feel shame and guilt. And as a result of those two kind of wastes of time, we don't spend a lot of time just sitting here present. And the best way that I've found to bring yourself to this moment, and this was again something that I learned sitting with the Dalai Lama, is to just go through your senses, just cycle through the five senses, or really six. Notice what you see, and just notice it. Pay attention. Oh, I'm here in this room, and here's the colors and the brightness. And then notice what you hear. Here's the sound I hear. Here's the sound I hear inside my own head. Here's the kind of that's always there, the little bit of rush. Here's what I feel. I feel the sensation of my butt on the chair and my shirt on my back. Here's what I'm tasting. I still can taste the coffee I tasted a little bit ago. Here's what I'm smelling. I can smell the room. And then the sixth sense that he added when we were talking was your sense of balance. I'm vertical relative to the rest of the room. I'm in my, here I am relative to the world in terms of balance. And then go back and repeat it. Back to what I see, what I hear, what I feel, what I taste, what I smell, how I am relative to the world, balance. That's really a sixth sense, and it's the sensory organ is the inside of your inner ear, behind the cochlea. What's it called? The or maybe it is the cochlea, the little part that's shaped like a snail shell, and it's got all those little tiny hairs in it, and I forget the name of them. And that helps us stay balanced. And so just cycling through those, in fact, Milton Erickson, the famous hypnotist, said that his wife used to do that three times before going to sleep. He called it the Betty technique. Her name was Betty Erickson. And she would do that three times before she went to sleep, and it always got her right off to sleep. And I do that frequently when I wake up in the middle of the night and my mind is racing. And so I'll just bring myself to being in my body in this moment, by just cycling through the senses, because it just, it works really well. Jay, thank you for the acknowledgement. Was there a question in there?
No, I just want to call and tell you thank you that I found that it worked, and have a great day, Tom.
Cool, thank you, Jay. You too. Kevin in Durham, North Carolina. Hey, Kevin, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I just wanted to agree with your assessment on Brittany Griner. She was definitely a political prisoner. You were saying, though, that you thought that they could have taken any American. I think they specifically took her because they also wanted to just sow more division and hate against gay people and black people here in America.
Well, it certainly works that way for them.
Well, if you pay attention to what these right-wingers are saying on Twitter, I mean, it's just god-awful. I mean, you know, how dare you take this gay black woman who hates America over a white guy who served our country? I mean, that's basically what they're all saying.
Right.
And I saw Trump going off about this, and I'm like, you know, a lot of people pointed this out. This guy Paul Whelan was taken during his administration, and he was BFFs with Putin, so why didn't Trump get him out?
Yeah, Whelan was taken in 2018, and Trump completely ignored it for 2 years. 3 years, really, 2018, 2019, and he was president for almost all of 2020 as well.
Right, and I mean, I think people have forgotten about Trevor Reed. I mean, he came home, too, earlier this spring, I believe.
Yep.
So, I mean, to me, it's just more, you know, they hate the fact that she knelt during the national anthem. Well, I mean, I don't like the fact that the president incited a riot at the Capitol, overturned the election, and now he's saying he wants the Constitution terminated. So there you go.
Yeah, I'm with you. This is the worst kind of crass political hit job, basically, that the right is trying to do against Brittany Griner and against Joe Biden for getting her out. I share your outrage, Kevin. Kevin, thank you. Thank you very much for the affirmation also of my perspective. Not that it's, you know, required, but it's occasionally appreciated. Patricia in Tuxedo, New York. Tuxedo, what a great name for a town. Hey, Patricia, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Yesterday, I want to address one thing that you said about the 666 building in New York and Kushner.
Yeah.
That he tried to get rid of for years, and then finally the Saudis bailed him out. But what about the $2 billion that, I think it was $2 billion, that he got from the Saudis after the election, and then Mnuchin, I think, even got $1 billion
yep.
from the Saudis?
Yeah, and we have no idea how much Donald Trump got, although it looks like he just signed a $4 billion deal with the Saudis and others, Emiratis and whatnot, others in the Middle East, to build Trump-branded hotels there. So what was your question or comment?
I just wanted to ask you if you knew anything, if there was going to be any kind of investigation about that.
Well, it's not illegal for a private citizen to engage in a corrupt business deal. If it was truly corrupt, it would be illegal. But you know, it's not illegal for an American to do business with the Saudis and make money off it.
I understand that, but they make such a big deal about Hunter Biden using his.
Well, Jared Kushner is on January 6th. Jared Kushner's flying over to the Middle East to hustle his $2 billion. They're all upset that Hunter Biden made I think he was paid $1 million to be on the board of Burisma, the natural gas company in Ukraine. Right.
And also, Brittany Griner, she only made $227,000, I think, playing here. That's why she played on the off season for China. One time she made $1 million, and then for Russia.
Yeah.
And whereas the men, they make millions and millions of dollars. So
right.
He is underpaid, we can say that.
Yeah, I couldn't remember the amount. I thought she made like 180 or something, but 200 sounds about right. I mean, I remember reading it back when she was first arrested and thinking, oh my God, you know, that's for a professional athlete, that's not a lot of money. And, you know, for at that level. But women are always paid less than men, and it's just that's sadly the way it is. Hopefully this can get repaired. Maybe this will even be a good thing for the women's, the WNBA. We'll see. Patricia, excellent points all. Thank you very much.
I just want to remind you to do your segment on sugar.
Yes. Okay. I will. I promise. In the next hour. You got it. Okay.
Right.
Thank you, Patricia.
Bye.
Ziggy in Oneonta, New York. Hey, Ziggy, what's up?
Hey, Tom. How you doing today?
Good. What's on your mind?
Hey, I would like to make a prediction, if I can, please. And what I'm thinking about is during the next year coming up, I think we're going to see a split in the Republican Party, more from the MAGAs and the RINOs. And I think that's going to continue more and more. And I think at some point it's going to come to a point where they actually kind of split. And the RINOs are going to start acting a little bit differently. Not that they're going to get a spine or for any other moral reason. It's mainly going to be because the big money says we can't keep throwing good money after bad money here.
Yep, it's already happening.
And I think at that point, what?
It's already happening.
Pardon me?
Yeah, it's already happening.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. Yeah,
and the great white hope is either going to. Is either going to be DeSantis or Brian Kemp?
Nope. I think it's going to be, believe it or not, Paul Ryan.
Nah.
He would be able to come in as a white knight.
Nah.
He doesn't have all the other baggage.
He's making $5 million a year as a lobbyist. Why would he want to get back into politics? Plus, he was only in the House.
Power.
I think that John Adams' son, John Quincy Adams, was the only member of the House to ever become elected president. I might be wrong on that, but I don't think I am.
Tom, we're living in unprecedented times.
Right. That's true.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there because I was thinking about it. And then you mentioned Paul Ryan earlier today. And I know exactly what you're saying because I'm saying if I was getting $5 million a year, would I want to do it? But, yeah. You know, these guys are really power hungry. And I just think it's a possibility. It's a possibility. Yeah. And I think it may actually happen.
Interesting.
So I just thought I'd
throw
it out.
Which is a great question, Brother Z. You know, a great kind of talk radio question, as it were, you know. Who are the Republicans going to field for 2020 or 2024? Excuse me. I mean, we know who's going to run, right? We know that Ted Cruz and Rick Scott and, you know, Marco Rubio, the usual suspects are going to do it. But they're doing it, you know, a lot of them aren't doing it because they think they're going to become president. They're doing it to raise their profile so that they get reelected and to raise more money. So, Ziggy, thanks for the call. Andbribes.com.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
46 minutes past the hour, back with your calls on Anything Goes Friday here on the place where despair is not an option. Back about 4 years ago, Donald Trump, with taking a whole pile of money from big tech and Ajit Pai, the Verizon lawyer who Trump put in charge of the FCC, they changed the laws so that unlike any other developed democracy in the world, uniquely in the United States, your internet service provider can and does record everything you do online. And that's why I use ExpressVPN. In the United States, they can legally sell this information to ad companies, tech giants, or basically anybody who wants to buy it. And they do because of these changes in the law that Donald Trump made happen. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so people can't peep on your online activity. Just fire up the app and click one button. It works on phones, laptops, even routers, so everyone who shares your Wi-Fi can be protected. Secure your online activity today at expressvpn.com/Tom and get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN free. That's expressvpn.com/THOM, expressvpn.com/Tom.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Caral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Spoiled supermarket meat, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives. These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty's been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, I can get you 54% off Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. By the way, we got these sweaters for our dogs. They love them. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return on your purchase price. Text Tom to 511-511 today, drmartypets.com. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop, opt out. And welcome back. Picking up your calls, Dave in Buffalo, New York. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Good morning, Tom. Ruben Diego is on the Dean Abadala show on a regular basis, and he's a really good guy, and I would vote for him if
I was in
Arizona.
Good on him.
Yeah.
We need to reach out to him.
Yeah, the reason I called was about Medicare Advantage, and I feel like a very proud American today and this week and moving forward. I went from Medicare Advantage, and I want to tell you about my experience. I signed up for just straight Medicare, and it went so smoothly and so wonderfully. It was such a great experience. I'm telling everybody that I know to try and sign up for Medicare, straight Medicare, because it went so well, and my benefits are so great, I'll tell you about them.
I think yesterday was the last day for open enrollment.
Yes, the day before yesterday. My health care, straight Medicare, starts January 1st, mm-hmm. and I'm looking forward to getting off Medicare Advantage.
Good.
And what happened, I called Medicare and to see about getting off Medicare Advantage, and I was connected right away. Excellent. Then I spoke to the woman. I told her a little bit about the background knowledge about the poison pill that Medicare Advantage is to the Medicare system. And I talked a little about that, and I said, well, I know that there, and I'm 62, not 65. I don't know if this has influence over it or not, but I told her I know about the penalties that some people are facing, a couple hundred or thousands of dollars for a monthly payment to sign back up with Medicare, straight Medicare from Medicare Advantage. And she goes, well, let's take a look at this. And we went through it, and I went through all the programs. I said, well, I don't really want to sign up. Please don't sign me up without me knowing what my costs are going to be. And she said, fine, let's take a look at this. And then she said, well, your Medicare will be paid through the government. My Medicare Part B is paid through New York State. The only thing I have left is I have to cover my prescriptions. And my prescriptions, we had a few plans that we talked about, and I moved to one, in particular the best one that I could find that I thought, and that was SilverScript Plus, SilverScript Plus. I have zero copays for hospital stays. I just received almost $1,900 worth of copays for a hospital stay back in June. Now, I won't have that moving forward if I go back.
Right.
Now, I have zero copays for the hospital, zero copays for my doctor or doctor visits. I have zero copays for my specialist, and I will have, and with the SilverScript Plus, and then the Plus, they have a SilverScript, which is there's minimum copays with prescriptions. But my
Dave, I get it. You're enthusiastic about it. I don't want to be pitching any of these Part D plans, but I'm assuming you got a Medigap plan as well to fill in the 20%?
Yes, the Medigap plan. All I needed was I got it through the PDP, the prescription drug program or pricing.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And what it turned out to be is that for tier one and tier two drugs, I have zero copay. It took all about a few minutes, 5-10 minutes, and I was all signed up. We switched over, and I have no penalty. I wasn't penalized. I have no wait. There's no extra charge. So New York State's paying my or Medicare pays for my health insurance. New York State pays for my Part B and my
You must be disabled.
I am,
disability?
And I paid for $4.20 for my prescription drug plan per month.
That's great, and that 20% gap that would be filled by Medigap is being paid for by whatever New York State calls Medicaid, because if you're disabled, Medicaid will pay for your Medigap the whole. And the gap, and then Medicare picks up everything. That's great that you got off Medicare Advantage. I mean, it's like, free of the giant leech on your back. I'm impressed, Dave. I hope it's not just because you're under 65 that you were able to make that change. But great story. Thank you for the call, and nice to hear that people are waking up to this corporate scam to destroy Medicare and in the process make hundreds of billions of dollars, maybe trillions of dollars for the industry. It's so wrong. We'll be back with more of Anything Goes Friday right after this.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
You know, the guys in your life aren't boring, so don't give them boring gifts. Give them the gift from Man Crates. Show him you really care with hundreds of totally unique gift options available at mancrates.com. Like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized handmade whiskey decanter and tumblers, ice sphere molds, slate coasters, and snacks. Or the Grillmaster Crate with a brass knuckle meat tenderizer, cast iron smoker box, steak thermometers, and more. Man Crates packs his gift in unique containers, so watching him open his gift is an unforgettable experience. Personalization is free, and every Man Crates gift comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. I think Man Crates are awesome, and so will the man in your life, or Man Crates will make it right. For the rest of the season, buy one, get one 50% off with the code FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com. That's code...
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.